9 months after three of her relatives died following a notorious beef Wellington with mushrooms lunch, detectives from Victoria's homicide squad have served the brief of evidence to Erin Patterson's lawyers. This is a significant development in the case against the woman known for the Saturday afternoon meal of beef Wellington and mushrooms. Some details of the brief are expected to be made public for the first time when the mum of two returns to court in May. This brief is expected to rely heavily on technology as well as witness statements, the Herald Sun reported. Sniffer dogs, trained in the detection of hidden mobile phones and SIM cards, were deployed at Miss Patterson's home last year on the day of her arrest. Results of toxicology reports, which took months, will also play a key part. Miss Patterson, a mum of two, has denied all wrongdoing. It comes as she was forced into a protected custody unit at Victoria's Dame Phyllis Frost Centre, where she is on remand as fears grow for her safety. She joins pedophile rapist Malka Lafer, who also requires special protection due to perceived personal safety risks. If Erin got out of protection, the girls would hurt her, a source told the Herald Sun. She allegedly killed three elderly people. There's a rule. You don't touch the elderly, and you don't touch babies. So because of that, you go into protection. Sources are telling News Corp Miss Patterson's alleged crimes make her a high-profile target inside the prison.